Chapter 7, Conclusion. Finally, we should consider the events which are happening to us now and which will happen to us in the future as coming from the hands of God. Everything we do should be directed to this one end, to do the will of God and to do it solely for the reason that God wills it. To walk more securely on this road, we must depend on the guidance of our superiors in external matters and our directors in internal matters, to learn from them God's will in our regard, having great faith in the words of our Lord, "He that heareth you heareth me." Above all, let us bend all our energies to serve God in the ways He wishes. This remark is made so that we may avoid the mistake of him who wastes his time in idle daydreaming. Such a one says, "If I were to become a hermit, I would become a saint. Or if I were to enter a monastery, I would practice penance. Or if I were to go away from here, leaving friends and companions, I would devote long hours to prayer. If, all these ifs." In the meantime, such a person goes from bad to worse. These idle fantasies are often temptations of the devil, because they are not in accord with God's will. Hence, we should dismiss them summarily and rouse ourselves to serve God only in that way which He has marked out for us. Doing His holy will, we shall certainly become holy in those surroundings in which He has placed us. Let us will always and ever only what God wills, for so doing He will press us to His heart. To this end, let us familiarize ourselves with certain texts of sacred scripture that invite us to unite ourselves constantly with the divine will. "Lord, what wilt thou have me do? Tell me, my God, what thou wilt have me do, that I may will it also with all my heart. I am thine, save thou me. I am no longer my own. I am thine, O Lord. Do with me as thou wilt." If some particularly crashing misfortune comes upon us, for example, the death of a relative, loss of goods, let us say, "Yea, Father, for so it hath seemed good in thy sight. Yes, my God and my Father, so be it, for such is thy good pleasure." Above all, let us cherish that prayer of our Lord, which He Himself taught us, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Our Lord bade St. Catherine of Genoa to make a notable pause at these words whenever she said the Our Father, praying that God's holy will be fulfilled on earth with the same perfection with which the saints do it in heaven. Let this be our practice also, and we shall certainly become saints. May the divine will be loved and praised. May the Immaculate Virgin be also praised. This has been a recording of Uniformity with God's Will by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. This recording is available through the Christian Classics Ethereal Library, which can be found on the web at www.ccel.org.